Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit's Ramblings, podcast 446. I don't really have anything new to talk about. The only thing I've been playing lately is Mortal Shell, the first one, which is pretty old, but hopefully you'll enjoy the show. So I guess about 2 weeks ago, I played the demo of Mortal Shell 2. I super loved it. I'm not really super into Souls-like games, but this was fair enough feeling, and there were enough things I liked about it that I really liked it. I did suffer and die quite a lot, and it was really frustrating, but once I sort of got it and knew how to play and what to avoid and which abilities to use at which times, it was super fun. And I realized I'd gotten Mortal Shell 1 on Epic probably years ago during their free giveaway time, and I never actually played it. So recently I loaded that up and I started playing through it, and man, it is really rough. I don't know if I would have been interested in Mortal Shell 2 if I actually had played Mortal Shell 1 back in the day before I had played the demo. There are pretty much a lot of issues with the first one that are cleared up and gone with the second one. And the second one just feels way more fair in terms of when I was getting killed and what was happening. The enemies were all pretty much right in front of me and easily seen, and they made noise, and so I knew where they were coming from. Whereas in the first one, I don't know, a lot of them just seem to be jumping out of nowhere, or there's just groups of them, and you'll be fighting one group, and then all of a sudden another group will come at you from the side, and it's like, why didn't you show me that in advance? Whereas the second one, at least in the demo portion I played, there was a camp, and you were fighting the camp, and you could clearly see where the next camp was, so you were never surprised. So a lot of issues like that were really frustrating when I'm playing through on the first one. As well as the fact that the second one, I don't know how linear it is, but it seemed that there were a lot fewer options in which directions I could go, and there was a map, so I could see where I was going and which alternate routes I might want to look at, whereas the first one has no map, and I have no idea where I'm going, and apparently I had gone right past sort of the first area and went straight to the second area somehow. And so I was just getting completely wrecked and not having a good time for many hours before I watched a YouTube playthrough video. And in the first 20 minutes, the guy had gotten all of the things I did not have. And I was like, well, clearly I'm obviously not in the right area at all. So I don't know. I am sort of interested in continuing playing with the first one. I'm sort of like, I like the second one a lot. I don't really like the first one. Maybe I'll just not play through the first one. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I have gone back, like I said, to the starting area that somebody showed in the playthrough they did, and I'm starting to pick up the things I didn't have, so maybe it will become easier and more interesting, or maybe, like I said, I'll just get frustrated and not bother with the first one, because I totally intend on getting the second one when I get some money. Which will not be for a while, probably. First thing I would get would be Star Wars Zero Company. And then I think in October is Star Wars Galactic Racer. So those are pretty much the first two things on my list. After that, I might get Mortal Shell 2. I don't think there's anything else higher on the list. But if you have not played Mortal Shell 1, I don't know if I would recommend it compared to 2. Now that 2 is out at the time of recording this, pretty much it's due out the next day, but that's a few days before this releases, so it is out now for everybody listening. and I would definitely recommend that. And maybe hopefully I'll have that to talk about in the future at some point. So that's really all I have this week. I guess just kind of a update on what I'm playing lately. Kind of still doing my MMO that I do all the time. I have stopped playing my shooter, so I'm not playing any shooter things lately. I'm looking forward to maybe picking one up, but I don't really know what that would be. I guess there's a tiny bit of news. Like I said, Mortal Shell 2 is now out at the time of this recording. And Star Wars Zero Company is due out very soon, next week, on August 27th. I would love to be getting that for my birthday since it's on the 20th, but I don't have any money. I don't know if I mentioned that I have a theory that my dad is gone now, and he was sending a decent amount of help, most notably on, you know, holidays and my birthday. At the time of this recording, my birthday has not happened yet, so in theory, it is still possible I could get something if he was still around, but I think I mentioned before he missed Bunny Day and he missed the 4th of July and he never misses those. He at least sends, you know, an e-card that is silly to say, you know, happy day. But I still haven't heard from him. I sent some emails that just bounced because his inbox is full, which has happened before, but you know, it does seem really strange that it happened again at a time when he is, you know, not sending any cards. And I sent him a physical card, and the time for that, you know, was weeks ago. So if that would have been responded to, he would have responded, you know, weeks ago, I think, at this point. Or the very strange thing is that nobody did a return to sender. So if it was somebody else living there, they would have done that. So I don't know, at this point, I really have no idea what's going on, but I assume he's gone, but it does seem very strange that, you know, somebody wouldn't have returned to sendered my card that I sent, so it's very strange. I may never know what happened to him or what's going on, because I really don't have any other contacts on his side of the family. I haven't talked to my aunt or cousins in like 30 years at this point, so I don't know. They must know, you know, where I am and probably would be able to find my address or know it already. I haven't heard anything from them, so I don't know what's up with that. But that's really it for this podcast. I don't know what I'll talk about next time, but hopefully I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License 2026.